it. Did you have a room at the top of the house, say, just under the roof? What would you call that?
Well, we call that an attic. We had a place there where we had to fix it, where we could put some things up there through a window. You know, we had some board over the floor joists, and we thing that we didn't use 1 year for the air, and we put it up there. We had a ladder to go up and put it. See. We call that the attic.
What'd you call it? Where'd you store all your useless stuff? You know, you had a bunch of useless tools and stuff like that, furniture. What would you do with it?
Well, I remember since I was a kid, my daddy had always had a place out in the barn, with a floor in it. He'd keep all things like that in, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then the tools, he'd hang them up, and some of it on the floor. And then next to it, he had a feed room, you see. And we kept a lot of things in there. We wanted, and I remember when I got big enough, I built one myself where I could, my dad getting old, and I built one just off the ground like that, and I built it big enough that I could put things in there. I wouldn't have to go in, and I could hang it all over the place and all over inside, and what I wanted to put on the floor, and I could just stand there and get anything I want. And some say, of course, it's too big to put in there, well, then I'd put them in the shed I had in the feed room out there, see?
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't be so much, you couldn't put all that in the feed room and be too messy. I never would put nothing like that in my feed room. See?
What'd you call all that stuff? You know, useless or leftover stuff? Did you have a name for it?
Well, the only thing is and by the desk, some I'd say it's in the supply room, I guess, that's where we keep all the tools and everything. Tool room, I guess we call it mostly a tool room, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Did you ever call it junk?
Well, I guess a lot of times it was mentioned as junk, you know, because naturally you get a place, our son got a garage, sometimes you can't put his car in there, you know. He'd be working on something, build something, then he keep the car out for a while, and he go in there, somebody say, well, this is a regular junk room. Of course, he clean, when he gets through, he cleans it out, he moves everything to his place, and then he's got some things in there, now I want him to build a porch out there for me. He's got all the lumber stack in there, he's got the cement, and I want him to put this. Build a little screen porch out there, you know, so I can sit out there in the evening and the sun come from this way, and sit out there and keep the mosquitoes out, you see.
Yeah. Did you have a little room off from the kitchen where you store canned goods, Mr. Morin? Canned goods?
Well, yeah, we had a place in there. We put up a lot of stuff, a regular shelf and some on the bottom, put the heavy stuff, you know.
Uh-huh.
But at that time, people didn't can anything.
Yeah.
You know, it was way later when they began to can stuff. Of course, what we'd raise then to keep would be, we'd raise, them days you could raise peas of all kind and cook them the year round. We'd raise red beans, raise peas, raise, all kinds of beans and peas and keep, and we had dry beans and peas, red beans the year round.
What'd you call that little room? Do you have a name for it?
Well,
call it pantry, or?
I think, I guess that's what we'd call it, you know, because we kept all that stuff in one little room there, and then in another place we keep